With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, the direction of this show changed dramatically about 31 minutes ago. Come on in, stay a while. Tom Brady has made it official. He is no longer going to play football. Now, Marvin brought this up about a half hour ago, and he goes, oh, I got an alert. Tom Brady's retiring. I go, no, this is the anniversary of him announcing his retirement last year. He goes, no, he's got a video. He's retiring. I go, Marvin, he announced his retirement February 1st last year. Marvin goes, all right, well, here's the video. So you can listen and watch for yourself if you're watching on Peacock. Tom is at the beach. I don't know if he's in Tampa or Miami, but he's got feet in the sand. And this is not something that's been produced. This basically is, I made a decision. I'm going to the beach, and I'm going to announce my retirement. Here's Tom Brady.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change thing. Love you all.
So Tom released that on his Twitter page, and you could hear the emotion, you could see the emotion, and this time it's for good. I did like the humor that he threw in there. Hey, I had the drawn out big one, big produced, you know, Hollywood blockbuster announcement, and I used that up last year. Basically, this is just nuts and bolts. This is what's happening, and you know, you start to think about this, and I think we are all under the impression he was going to play again. But I remember going into that game against the Cowboys, and I said, you know, nobody is presenting this like this could be Tom's last game in the NFL. I didn't think it was, but nobody was suggesting that this could be his last game. I think we were under the impression this could be his last game as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Nobody looked at it in a bigger picture to say, or maybe smaller picture, and say, could Tom retire if he doesn't play well or they get eliminated? And just yesterday, we're, you know, in the hypothetical, what about him to the Niners? Maybe to the Raiders? Maybe staying in Tampa? You had reports that his friends were suggesting, inferring that he was leaning towards playing again. And then this happens. And, you know, the reverberations here are going to be felt in a couple of different fan bases. It's not just Tampa, the Raiders, also the 49ers as well. But there was speculation. Tom was looking at coming back to play for Tampa Bay next year. I had mentioned a source who was correct in this, saying, you know, that relationship with Josh McDaniels, that's not necessarily something that was going to happen with Tom going to the Raiders. If it was going to happen, it'd be because Mark Davis, the owner, loves Tom. But it's not necessarily the relationship of Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels that my source said it was more likely that you would have, you know, another quarterback coming in there, Jimmy Garoppolo, whether that happens or not. Tom staying in Tampa. Now what's Tampa do after this? What do the Raiders do after this? The Niners, the door was open. The possibility, Chris Collinsworth talked about that yesterday. Hey, if Brock Purdy's out 6 to 8 months, you want to turn it over to Trey Lance or you want to bring in Tom Brady for a one and done? Give him a chance, his boyhood team, win another Super Bowl. These are all the things discussed yesterday. And then now does Tom move on to be a color analyst on Fox? He's played football, a couple of decades now in the NFL. He's had three different Hall of Fame careers within one career. If you look at the number of Super Bowls when he's won them in his 20s, 30s, and 40s. I mean, Tom was there before social media. That's how long it's been. I was there for the first Super Bowl, when he won his first Super Bowl. And you start to think about this day, and I go, February 1st. What else happened on February 1st? Well, I was there for Malcolm Butler's interception against the Seahawks. That was 2015 on this day. 2004, I was there when Adam Vinatieri, with 4 seconds left, the Patriots beat the Panthers in the Super Bowl. And, of course, the Janet Jackson halftime show. That was on this date. And now on this date, for the second year in a row, Tom Brady has announced his retirement. Come on in, stay a while. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz SUV. The family proves that good things come to those who wait. It takes no time to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We're working on reaction from different people in the sport, out of the sport, covering the sport. So we'll keep an eye on that for the next almost 3 hours here. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. We were all geared up to talk about the Denver Broncos. It was going to be their day. Let's ride. And then all of a sudden I go, Fritzy, I'm sorry. Might not be spending as much time on the Broncos as you'd like there.
Tom Brady does it again.
Yeah, you got Sean Payton. Even the Texans with D'Amico Ryans, they were going to be part of the conversation today. And they got kicked to the curb by Tom Brady. Poll question today. Todd, what are we going to go with?
We've got a few. We can start with who had the worst day today, a Paulie special. Teams that wanted to sign Tom Brady, that's not going to happen. Greg Olson, his broadcasting situation in the number one spot. Denver Broncos, not getting the attention and love of Sean Payton.
All right, a little snarky there. A little snarky. Broncos thought they were going to get the spotlight today. Maybe the teams that wanted to sign Brady. Poor Greg Olson. Now, Fox has the Super Bowl. But I was told Brady's not involved in the Super Bowl coverage. I don't know how you don't have Tom Brady as part of your Super Bowl coverage. Is he under contract? Like, when does that start? Because I would reach out to him and say, Tom, can you do something pregame? How about we do something where you look at both of these quarterbacks, or you look at, from your perspective, going against these two defenses, what would you do? How would you do it? How would you utilize all of this, you know, the skill position players? Who would you be most concerned about? How do you attack them? Almost treat it like Tom is preparing for the Super Bowl. I don't know if Tom's going to be involved in this. He's certainly not going to be the color analyst because that's Greg Olson. But, man, if Tom's coming on board next year with that contract, I'd have to say to Tom, I'd have Rupert Murdoch call him and go, Tom, congratulations on retirement. Could you start your next job here, like in a week or so? How about, you know, you've been on the beach for a couple hours. Come on, let's go. You can help us out here with our pregame show. But I would have him just tape something. You know, if you want to do it, go to him and have him approach it that way. You're going to face the Eagles and Chiefs defenses. What would you do? Or you want to critique the quarterbacks? You could do that as well. Yeah, Paulie.
I think, checking the math, Tom Brady's going to get a pay raise going to Fox next year. He made $30 million even with the Buccaneers, and I think of a 10-year contract at $375, $37 million next year.
You know, you start to look at the numbers, and you really can't comprehend the numbers. And we've spoken about this down through the years. I've been fortunate to have covered his entire career. And the same with LeBron James. Been there his first NBA Finals to be able to cover the entirety of a career, and LeBron's still going. And LeBron had another great night last night. When you forget how many times somebody has been in a championship game or a Super Bowl, that's when you know that you've accomplished a whole lot more than anybody else. I was talking to the Danettes. I go, was Brady in 15 conference title games?
And we're trying to figure it out, but the number's so big, you can't pin it down.
Like 15 conference title games. And then you go, how many Super Bowls has he won? How many has he been in? And we do this with LeBron. Wait, how many NBA Finals has he been in? Is it 9? How many did he win? 4? Yeah, Paulie.
Tom Brady missed the playoffs 3 times in his career. Missed the playoffs 3 times. He's got 35 playoff wins. He's 35-13. It's really silly, his numbers.
Yeah. And you know, we're looking for the next, and Patrick Mahomes is back in the Super Bowl again after being in another conference championship game. But he's got 1 Super Bowl victory right now. But for Tom Brady, you know, I said it last year, you know, You played great last year. You led the league in passing. You could have gone out that way. I don't know if that changes his life. I don't know if it changes his marital situation. But it was a costly year when you think about it for Tom Brady. But they can't quit. That's a lot of athletes. You just can't quit because you can't fathom, like, what do I do? Like, what's he going to do this summer? What's he going to do in the fall? That's when it hits you. You know, I still have moments when I left ESPN and I was doing SportsCenter second shift. I was working at night, the 11 o'clock. I had moments when I wasn't at ESPN anymore, but my mind was ready to do a TV show. I would get you know, more energized as the evening went along. It was just muscle memory. And that's just doing a silly sports show. He is a creature of habit. And now what can you... Can you be that same creature of habit doing football games? But going to a game is the key. If he was in the studio, then I'd say I'd have my doubts about Tom doing this for a career. When you go to a game, and I've been there with Tony Dungy, who's been in a couple of Super Bowls, or Rodney Harrison, who won a couple of Super Bowls, you're with people, and they change. When you've played or coached or both, and you go there, you can see that energy. They know the feeling, and that's what Tom is going to try to replicate. And if he's going to be successful, it'll be because he's able to go into those games being well-prepared and almost attacking as if he was playing against both of those teams. All right, so that's the poll question, who had the worst day today? And it's only 9:12 Eastern time, and we've already said the worst day. Teams that wanted to sign Brady, Greg Olsen, Denver Broncos, and that might only be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who were going to bring Tom back. I don't know how big the market was for him. I don't know if that factored in at all. I don't know if he thought, if I could go there, I'll play one more game. Does he want to go to the West Coast? You know, being away from his kids, building a home in Miami, outside of Miami. Was Miami an option? Like, there's just a lot of things there with Tom Brady. But hopefully he found his peace of mind. And you're able to make a very difficult decision. And you could hear the words. You know, they came kind of tumbling out of his mouth. It's tough. And as he was getting more emotional, he decided to cut it off. All right. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. We'll hear from Seton O'Connor. He had a busy day on the road in South Bend, Indiana. Also Chicago. And I think he's en route to Des Moines, Iowa. I think so.
We're huge in Des Moines.
Yes, we are. Marcellus Wiley, our good buddy, the former All-Pro defensive end, will stop by a little bit later on. You had LeBron lighting up Madison Square Garden last night. We'll talk about that as well. And, oh, by the way, Sean Payton is the new head coach of Fritzy's Denver Broncos. Let's
Afterthought.
Ride.
Afterthought.
Let's ride, Todd. Let's ride.
Oh, we got to fix Russell Wilson. That's what everyone keeps saying.
Oh, my God.
He has to be fixed.
Fritzy was going crazy today.
Every He's not broken. Relax.
Every show was saying, can Sean Payton fix Russell Wilson? Todd goes, he doesn't need to be fixed.
Got to change the strategy offensively. You let him stand there and get sacked every time instead of running to left or right. It's not a fix thing.
This is supposed to be a good day for you.
I know.
Who
Tom
cares?
Brady had to ruin it.
Who cares what the analysts say about can Sean Payton fix Russell Wilson?
Can Sean Payton fix Russell Wilson? He needs to be fixed. He's broken.
This is onion bagel Fritzy today. And it should be a good day.
Should be. I'm excited about Sean Payton. But don't say Russell Wilson's broken. Every time he rolled out to the left or right, he ran for some yards and found somebody open.
All right.
Can't stand there.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
Brady got his last career win versus the Broncos today.
Blue?
Sorry, Fritzy. Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. We got him a couple of times in the AFC title game.
You had a mouse in your pocket?
There was a nice 2018 victory in Denver one year. We stopped him a few times.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We got our poll question. Phone calls are always welcome, and a lot to talk about here, including what the Broncos did and what the Saints got in return, and also the Houston Texans with D'Amico Ryan. So a lot to talk about today. Glad you're part of the program, and however you consume it, if you're watching on TV or radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 affiliates around the country. We're back after this. Thank you for taking me up on the offer, GetRefunds.com, because it almost sounds too good to be true. If you own a business, it was a bumpy ride during the pandemic. And if you survive COVID and you have a business with five or more employees, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund, a rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. So it's a refund of your taxes, not a loan. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys, they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program and already returning over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. They do all the work. No charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. See if you qualify. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like... a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
LeBron James had his first triple-double of the season, 28 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. Lakers beat the Knicks in overtime. LeBron James moved past Mark Jackson and Steve Nash into fourth place on the NBA's all-time assist list. Also, the first player aged 38 or older to record a triple-double since Tim Duncan in 2014. Bloop. Here's LeBron after the game on talking about passing Steve Nash on the all-time assist list.
It's amazing because that's just, you know, what I love to do and get my guys involved and, you know, trying to put the ball on time and on target with my guys throughout the course of my career. And anytime you link with some of the greats, you know, you know Mark Jackson played here, was drafted here by the Knicks, so super cool thing. And obviously we know what Nash was, you know, I played against him for many, many years, and his ability to pass the ball was very, very uncanny.
Yeah, so that's LeBron. That's the other records that he's compiling here. And then moving in, what is he, 88 points shy of Kareem's all-time mark? And doing that and not backing into this record at all. But now top five in assists, top five in steals. He's also going to be the number one scorer of all time. And we're still trying to define him. I see these articles where they say greatest career ever, but Michael Jordan's the greatest player ever. You know, we're trying to quantify everything here. You know, I got to give him credit for longevity. You know, he's not somebody who is a compiler. He's played at a very, very high level. And when you're waiting for him to fall off the cliff, to tail off, I thought at the beginning of the year, he started to look his age. And he is getting younger and younger. Anthony Davis back. Russell Westbrook Jr. III playing well, and maybe they make a move here. If they can make one more move here, then maybe they throw themselves actually in the mix to compete for a, you know, conference title or maybe a championship here. Yeah, Paul.
In one of the postgame quotes, LeBron was talking about different things, being in the league and long career. He goes, yeah, you know, I'll be playing a couple more years in this league. He threw it nonchalantly a couple more years.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I don't know about my future. I'll make a decision in the season. I think that's one of Brady's legacies. He has ruined age for athletes. Because what is Brady 46? Was he 46 this season?
See, once again, we don't know.
Yeah.
He got to 45.
Right.
And because none of us thought, you know, he's not going to play till he's 45.
Yeah.
And then he got to 45, and then we didn't even think, like, he's going to play next year.
Like, Aaron Rodgers is turning 40 next year, and no one's discussing his age as an obstacle to him staying, or because Brady's ruined the curve.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And we say, you win two Super Bowls, you're a guaranteed Hall of Famer. That'll be less than one-third of what Tom Brady did.
Yeah. But what LeBron is doing, how he's doing it, and playing at a very, very high level, it's great to see, because you want to see the stars be stars. You don't want to see somebody limping, struggling, you know. LeBron is the guy to stop, and they couldn't stop him last night with a triple-double, and now he moves in for the all-time scoring record. Yeah, Marv.
You don't want to talk about Jalen Brunson's game last night?
Okay,
me neither. Sorry, go ahead.
You want to break down? Jalen Brunson had an unbelievable night, but who did they go to with the game on the line?
Julius Randle.
I was going, wait, Brunson is killing it, and they went to Julius Randle. But, hey, that's the Knicks being the Knicks. Yes, Marv.
We have a BRG, Rob is a big Knicks fan. I didn't even want to even remotely text him at all last night about last night's game.
You know,
I can't believe they went to Randle last night.
But you know what's more entertaining than watching the Knicks is watching Rob, our backroom guy, be apoplectic after every game.
Completely entertaining.
Yes. And I walk by and I just hear him talking. I don't know if he's talking to anybody, but he's replaying the game. I can't believe it. You know, Jalen Brunson, and then they go to Julius Randle, and then they could have stopped him. And I'm like, oh, my God. He loves his Knicks.
It's like worse than the Jared Jeffries trade in 07. Can't even believe this.
Yes, Todd.
You know who's got a nice game? This Isaiah Hottenstein guy. He's really good.
Thank you, Todd. Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
When I walk in the morning, Rob's in early, and it's very quiet in the back room. You know, you do the courtesy, hey, man, how's it going? And you don't really expect a detailed response from a person. It's just a courtesy in the morning.
Yeah.
I go, hey, how's it going? He goes, Julius Randle, man. When do you start rebounding? I'm like, I don't really care. I'm just asking you how you're doing.
The BRGs, then. They're typical fans. They act like a typical fan. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. We have a Tom Brady quiz.
Yes, right on cue, Dan.
In case you're just joining us, you have to do this. You know, when you're in the business, you have to, because new people are joining you right now. And like, Tom Brady has retired. The official announcement from Tom earlier this morning, and in case you missed it, had a video that he put out, and Tom Brady said, this is it. He's retiring. All right, the Tom Brady quiz.
So Tom Brady this year was 8-9 as a starter. He threw 25 touchdowns and only 9 interceptions, which for him is actually a down year. But for a normal quarterback, that's a nice year. How many quarterbacks in the league this year, and can you name them, had at least 25 touchdown passes and fewer than 10 picks? So not a monstrous season, but a good, efficient season. The answer is 3. Can you name the 3 quarterbacks?
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Marvelous.
Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley.
I don't think he had 25 touchdowns.
He didn't. No.
I thought he had 2.
No, he had 2 touchdowns.
He's a Pro Bowler, though.
That's fair.
Yes, he is. I thought Rodgers had less than 10 interceptions.
I have Trevor Lawrence, 25-8.
Yeah.
Tua, 25-8. And Jared Goff, 29 touchdowns, only 7 picks.
Wait, what were Aaron Rodgers' numbers?
Checking.
Okay. Okay.
I'm probably wrong.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers this year had 26 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
Oh!
Double-digit picks.
The last time Aaron Rodgers had more than 11 interceptions in a season was 2008, his first year as a starter.
Aaron Rodgers' number? 12, Todd.
There you go.
Yeah. Todd, big on numerology.
12 picks, number 12.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
So if Aaron Rodgers retires, are we going to Canton right away? J.J. Watt, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, same Hall of Fame class? I know Paulie's going.
I did think about that with Tom Brady and now J.J. Watt going to be at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. If Brady gets in, you know, first ballot, Tom.
Good-ass dudes.
yeah, Paulie.
J.J.'s usually first one in, last one to leave. With Brady there, I don't think he could be last one to leave the stage.
Mm.
No offense.
Okay.
It would go Watt, then Brady, I think, if I was producing the show.
I don't think Rodgers is going to retire. Doesn't feel like that. But, you know, once again, I have no inside knowledge on that and not going to pretend to have any inside knowledge on that. And the only insight I had on Tom Brady was that going to the Raiders was not a foregone conclusion, that that Josh McDaniels would prefer Jimmy Garoppolo over Tom Brady. I don't know if that means it's Garoppolo. You know, I started to look at the NFC South. If I'm Derek Carr, I probably go, man, I can go in there and steal that division. If I go to Carolina, Atlanta, I mean, first team to 9 wins is gonna win the division.
That's not a joke. Tampa Bay won the division at 8-9. Carolina, the Saints, and the Falcons all won 7 games and were all in the playoff picture with 3 weeks left in the season.
Yeah. And then you have the Saints. Like, who are the Saints and what are the Saints moving forward? Do you have a quarterback? Doesn't seem like it. Dalton? Jameis? You got draft picks? You got some draft picks for Sean Payton there? But it feels like you're really in no man's land. We'll get to phone calls coming up. By the way, I love when it's insider versus insider. Maybe it's not really, it shouldn't be pitted that way. But, you know, Adam Schefter had something to say about, you know, Sean Payton taking the job. He said, timing of today's 2 hires was completely coincidental. The Broncos were zeroed in on Sean Payton, didn't make any contact this week with D'Amico Ryans or his agent. Denver was focused on Payton, Houston on Ryans. All right. And then Ian Rappaport, NFL insider, says, unbelievable. The Broncos spent today trying to hire D'Amico Ryans again today before he recommitted to the Texans, sources say. When he agreed to terms with the Texans, they moved and finalized Sean Payton. Okay. Now, those are 2 different stories. Those don't match up at all. it felt like, and I brought this up, if Sean Payton didn't take a coaching job, went back into TV, I didn't know what the Broncos were going to do. Because DeMeco Ryans was going to go to the Texans, and Jim Harbaugh was probably staying at Michigan. Unless they would have had a full court press for Jim Harbaugh and said, all right, tell us what you want here. The Broncos, it felt like they were running out of options. Remember, Dan Quinn decided to go back as the defensive coordinator. You would think if you had Russell Wilson, that would make the job more attractive. But it didn't. And Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator in Seattle when Russ was there as the quarterback. And I thought, okay, they know each other. And maybe that was a deterrent for Dan Quinn to take that job. Yeah, Bo.
You can find articles over the past weeks that say that the Houston Texans was a better option for a head coaching candidate than the Broncos. Because even though the Broncos have a good roster, the question mark and the contract of Russell Wilson, I mean, that's kind of nuts. You're basically ignoring the first 9 years of Russell Wilson's career and saying the last year and a half is what's real and what's going to be going forward.
Well, we had a poll question, and what was the best job opening? And I said the Texans, because if I can start clean, DeMeco Ryan's got a 6-year deal. You know, you had, you know, two coaches who came in there and were basically going to be one and done. And, you know, Lovie Smith, David Culley, not fair to them. But also, it felt like they put it out there. Hey, you want to be a head coach in the NFL? This is your only opportunity. You're going to get it. David Culley couldn't turn that down, and he was a one and done. Lovie Smith, who had gone to a Super Bowl with the Bears. Hey, you want to be a head coach again? Here's your opportunity. So they brought him in, and DeMeco Ryans is like, I'll take the job. I want a 6-year contract. All right, okay. And by all accounts, they made a great hire. Yeah, Paulie.
Two seasons ago, Russell Wilson, 2020, he was 12-4 as a starter, 4,200 yards, 40 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. That's 2 years ago. Right. The Broncos gave up picks for him and picks for Peyton. So they're all in on these two gentlemen for the next 5 years.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And Sean Payton's got to look at it and go, okay, this is what I have. There's no help on the way. But, you know, these coaches who got traded for ended up winning titles. Belichick, I think that was a first-round pick. Don Shula, you've also had John Gruden. They all won titles. Was Bill Parcells, he was traded?
Yeah, he was in that group where a first-round draft pick was given up for Parcells, but he did not win a title with the Jets, right? Or
the Cowboys. But who made the trade there? I'm trying to think. Was he with New England, or was it with the Jets? It wasn't the Cowboys with that draft pick, I don't think. But those are the four coaches, I believe, who were traded for picks. And three of the four won titles, and now Sean Payton is on the clock. Yeah, Paul.
Parcells in 97 went from the Patriots to the Jets, and a first-round draft pick was part of the package to get him.
Okay. Couple of phone calls in here. Let's start out with Ryan in North Carolina. Hi, Ryan. What's on your... Did we do the Tom Brady quiz?
Yes, the quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence,
oh, okay.
Tua.
Okay.
That memorable.
Okay.
People at home, though.
You know what? We needed music or something in there, Paulie.
Or good content.
Yeah, maybe that's what... Yeah, right. Paulie goes, hey, I got a Brady quiz whenever you need it. And I go, okay. And then I forgot. Maybe I thought Brady Quinn is what the only.
To be fair, I didn't have a lot of time to plan. No, I didn't know Brady was going to retire.
You're right. It was an hour ago when we found out.
All right. More time.
Ryan in North Carolina. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
So you guys briefly talked about it a couple minutes ago, but the reason for my call is now that Brady's retired, do you definitely think Rodgers comes back? Because the Hall of Fame class, like you guys were saying, you know, Rodgers is kind of self-centered and wants it all about himself. He's not going to want to go in with Tom Brady.
I don't know that Aaron Rodgers would go, hey, I'm not going to retire now because I don't want to share the stage with J.J. Watt and Tom Brady. Everybody's got an ego. I don't think his ego would factor into something like that. Although Aaron Rodgers did talk to Pat McAfee. Here's McAfee's question to Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
So how do you see this going? You have to figure out what you want to do, and then your first call is to the Packers, and then you let them know what you're thinking, and then they said that we'll let you know what we're thinking, and then that's kind of how the whole process will unfold, you think?
I think so. I mean, it sounds like there's already conversations going on that aren't involving me, which are interesting. So I'm not a part of those conversations right now. When I make up my mind one way or another, then you guys and Packers, not in that order, but and everybody else will know at some point.
Okay. A little snippy there that reacting to some of the rumors here that the Packers could be exploring moving on. I don't think there's a revolt from Packer fans if they move on from Aaron Rodgers. I think after a while you go, okay, let's go. Just release the hostage. Let him go where he wants to go and let's move on. He had an off year. He's still a great quarterback. And if you put him on a roster where he doesn't have to be Aaron Rodgers from a couple of years ago, he can take you to a Super Bowl. I truly believe that. I just don't know how committed he is anymore. It almost feels like he's just burnt out. He's worn out. Done with it. But who knows? When you've got $60 million waiting for you, you can find some magic to get motivated there. In case you're wondering, according to DraftKings, the Denver Broncos Super Bowl odds for next year. Now, the Chiefs are the favorites, then the Bills, Niners, Eagles. And then there's a really large gap after that. The Broncos, they were plus 4,000 yesterday. The Chiefs plus 550, just to give you a comparison there. The Broncos' odds to win a Super Bowl are now the same as the Lions, the Jags, the Dolphins, and the Ravens, plus 3,000. Fritzy, are you going to put some money down on your Broncos?
I don't think I'm ready to do that just yet.
Not yet.
Especially at 5-12. I don't know if the coach all of a sudden flips things to 12-5 so fast.
It's a value pick.
I am excited about the next season, but I was excited about Russell Wilson coming to Denver last year. We saw how that
played out. Marv.
But it's the NFL. This can happen like that. Look at what the Jaguars did. The Jaguars were 0-28 last season.
No, they weren't.
0-28, no. No, I checked.
Yeah, they didn't.
Urban Meyer looked like he accounted for about 12 more losses than he actually had.
I'm going to go with Marvin on that one.
That is true. What, Tom?
I think it was 0-26-2. There were two ties involved.
Let's take a break. Got our play of the day coming up. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Where it looks like I got it!
Playing and playing. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Now LeBron with two, with one. Schroeder fires it up, and in! And in! It goes! Schroeder at the buzzer!
Mid-court. Literally, mid-court. He just threw it. But that's what you do.
Absolutely.
That's courtesy of the Lakers Radio Network and Spectrum Sportsnet. Dennis Schroeder made 2 3-pointers in the game, the halftime buzzer beater. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. We can talk about how complicated other banks to make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Watching LeBron against the Knicks last night, I couldn't help but think back to, what was that, July 8th? How many years ago?
2010?
So maybe it's too soon to bring this up. But there was a 12-hour window where Knicks fans thought, LeBron is in Greenwich, Connecticut at the Boys and Girls Club. Why would he make his announcement there unless he was coming to the Knicks? And that's not very far from where the Knicks practice facility is. And you're thinking, okay, I didn't know they had a Boys and Girls Club in Greenwich, but that's okay. And that's beside the fact.
Tough times down there, dude.
And the fact that LeBron was going to make the announcement, Jared Dudley, NBA player at the time, said, LeBron's coming to the Knicks. And we're thinking, is this really going to happen? And then all of a sudden he says he's taking his talents to South Beach. And I went, yeah, sucks to be a Knicks fan. You would have had, you know, the prime of LeBron James's career there. Yes, Marv.
My favorite thing about Knicks fans is any potential free agent, when they play at the Garden the year before they're supposed to go into free agency, yeah. I mean, they're shouting MVP for Durant and Kyrie and whoever else that year before.
Well, they always get that guy too late in their career. Where it's not you get the prime of their career. It's always like you got that guy, but that – You didn't. You got sort of the artist formerly known as that guy. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, Tracy McGrady was a Knick. Ooh. 8 years after his prime.
You got Derrick Rose after the fact there. Yes, Todd.
And then you sprinkle in things like the ticker tape parade when they won one game against the Hawks and they all lost their mind in the city.
Ticker tape.
Yeah. They lost their minds. They lost their shirts, too. You know, it was like Coachella, that you beat the Atlanta Hawks and you had these fans who, you know, and it was embarrassing because, you know, New York knows how to celebrate when they win a championship. Nobody who's alive was around when the Knicks, you know, won a world championship. And well, last time in 1973. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm going back to that day. I'm looking at the media coverage. It was announced that LeBron was going to air a decision the day before, but the location was released that morning. Like you said, it was about a 12-hour window. But local news organizations in New York were like, we're getting him. Stephen A. Smith was... there's a clip of him blindsided. He goes, this could be the greatest moment in Knicks history, including the title. And then a couple reporters said, we're still hearing Miami. LeBron informed the Cavaliers 5 minutes before the broadcast began. Yeah. He walked out of that room and into the thing with Jim Gray. The idea for the concept was from Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons suggested it to some people, and then it went on to Jim Gray, and there it went to be the TV show.
Yeah, the problem was is they tried to stretch it out over an hour. And Jim is asking questions, and, you know, he was running out of questions. And, you know, we were waiting. We kept thinking, okay, how long is this going to take? Instead of, you know, maybe you talk about the possibilities, go to break, and then say LeBron will make his announcement. Then after that, you get the reaction from fan bases. Then you start to speculate what this is going to mean. But 31 minutes in, LeBron, after biting his fingernails, finally made his decision. He was taking his talents to South Beach. Yes, Marv.
Another good part about that is Kanye was there, and there's a picture of him falling asleep during the decision.
Kanye?
Kanye West was at the decision.
It's like Forrest Gump.
Really?
Yes.
I know Donovan Mitchell was there.
He was. I couldn't find any pictures of a young Donovan Mitchell.
Isn't Kanye from Chicago?
Who was... What?
Maybe he thought he was going to the Bulls, too.
Kanye was at the decision?
I'm almost...
You're sure it's not Jay-Z?
No, because I think... the Jay-Z factor. He might be going to the Nets. Uh-oh.
That was always my favorite. Whenever there was a free agent and Jay-Z was part of the ownership of the Nets, the Jay-Z factor. Nobody went there. It's like, hey, I like Jay-Z, his music. I can say hi to him and Beyonce when I come in and beat the Nets, but I don't need to go there. The Jay-Z factor. Anything else on while we're rubbing it in with the Knicks fans there? Yes, Marv.
R.J. Barrett didn't play much of the fourth quarter last night. He had nothing to say to reporters.
Mm. Does he have anything to say to reporters when he does play?
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I don't know. Fritzy, would you update the poll results?
I would love to. Who had the worst day today? Teams that wanted to sign Brady, 52%. Greg Olson, 31%. The Denver Broncos, 17%.
Danny in Atlanta. Hi, Danny. What's on your mind today?
6 feet, 200 pounds. Thanks, Dan. So I know Tom is committed to Fox, but if I were a TV executive, I would try to recreate the NFL version of Inside the NBA and put Tom front and center. And, you know, if you think about Inside the NBA, it is one of the greatest sports show in history outside of the DP show, of course.
Yes, thank you.
Mainly because, Chuck and Shaq are making fun of each other while giving really honest opinions about players and teams. So I say give me Brady, Gronk, and a bunch of knowledgeable, entertaining NFL athletes that approach TV like Chuck and Shaq do, and you've got a NFL TV hit like you've
it's
never
really
seen.
It's really hard. Danny, it's really hard to replicate that. I mean, you can't. ESPN's tried for decades to try to be like Inside the NBA with Shaq and Charles. Can't do it. Can't find those people. And is Tom willing to be as off the cuff and funny and critical? I mean, Chuck and Shaq, they take no prisoners. I don't think, Tom would do that. I don't think that he would attack his own sport. Shaq, Shaq and Charles are like, they're angry they got to, show up and watch another game. It's like they'd rather be doing something else. But you can almost get that feeling of, oh, my God, we got another Laker game that we got to watch here tonight. Yes, Marv.
They make no bones about it. What's the game? Who he play for? Like, they don't even know half these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You just can't replicate that. There's certain shows that they've tried and tried and tried, and you can't. And that's one of the great shows, in the history of sports. It's one of the great shows that we've ever seen. Yes, Paul.
I found an article by a producer who used to work at ESPN, and her job was she was one of the set producers for the decision with LeBron at the Boys and Girls Club in 2010. Kanye West showed up 10 minutes before the broadcast with a couple guys and just asked to come in and watch. No entourage, no thing. What happened was a New York sports radio station announced where it was going to be, and there's a Metro North train. That's a train that goes from New York to Connecticut. People started flowing up and trying to get in, and they had security keeping people out. Someone let Kanye West in because they realized he's a big, famous guy. But the producer said, I'm reading the story, that she was concerned because a couple months earlier he had walked on stage with Taylor Swift. And she didn't know where to put Kanye. She put him in the third row and said he started nodding off while waiting for LeBron to announce it. She said the other issue was they used all the kids as set decor, as you know.
Yeah, props.
But they gave the kids all a bunch of vitamin water, and then all the kids had to go to the bathroom because they're waiting so long. And they had to tell the kids, don't leave your spot. You're on TV. It's like a seat filler. And all these kids are like, I got to go to the bathroom. Just give me vitamin water. Good story.
Kanye was there at the decision, nodding off. Fritzy, call for Kanye.
I got to wake him up first.
Yeah. And second thought, don't call for Kanye. Hour two coming up. More on Tom Brady's announcement that he is retiring from the NFL. One more item. We close out hour one. NBA fans, it's time to bring in all the hoops action to the palm of your hand. And you can do so with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook today, opt in, place a same-game parlay on any NBA game. And if it doesn't hit, you get a free bet. Download the app now. Promo code Patrick. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in free bets in return. The official sports betting partner of the NBA. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one early win token issued at opt-in, moneyline bets only, deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.